are just a relief. Of the pain, sorrow, grief.
Well, God bless each one of you. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess, Senior, the Co-Pastor here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan, along with Dr. E.R. Hess, Jr. We serve as co-pastors, and we thank God for each one of you that are part of this great outreach ministry. Well, today is Wednesday. We're going to talk about Wednesday of this Passion Week and go on to the Word of God in the book of St. Luke, chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. It says, "Now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and coveted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude." But we're going to talk about Wednesday in the Passion Week. It's often called Silent Wednesday because the scripture records no public sermons, no public miracles, no public parables, no public crowds. Jesus withdraws. Jesus rests. Jesus prepares. Jesus is strengthening himself for the cross that was going to be coming up on Friday. This was Wednesday. But while Jesus is silent, Satan is not. While Jesus is resting, Judas is meeting with the priests. While Jesus is preparing for redemption, the enemy is preparing for betrayal. Wednesday teaches us in 2026 that silence is not inactivity. Sometimes God does his greatest work in quiet places. Sometimes the most important preparation happens in the stillness. Sometimes the holiest moments are the one no one sees, because Wednesday is a day that Jesus models holy rest. It was not laziness. It was not avoidance. He was not trying to escape, but it was spiritual preparation, because the cross was coming. The battle was coming. The weight of the world was coming. And so Jesus shows us that sanctified people, we know when to withdraw. And Jesus shows us that we as believers, we know when to withdraw. We know when to pray. We know when to rest. We know when to be strengthened in God. Wednesday is that day that whispers to us in 2026 as believers that we do not confuse God's silence with God's absence. Just because or if God seems silent on a Wednesday, I want you to know that God is not absent. Wednesday, the silent day, but it speaks loudly. When you look in Luke 22 verses 1 through 6, Wednesday was a day that the scriptures absolutely went quiet. When we walk through Passion Week, we can trace Jesus' steps almost hour by hour. On Sunday, Jesus enters Jerusalem as king. Monday, Jesus cleanses the temple. Tuesday, Jesus teaches, confronts, he warns, and he also prophesies. Skip over to Thursday, Jesus breaks bread, he washes feet, he prays in Gethsemane. Friday, y'all know what happened on Friday. Jesus suffers, bleeds, and he dies. On Saturday, Jesus rests in the grave. Here we go, early Sunday morning. Jesus rises in full glory. Let's go back. What happened to Wednesday? Wednesday is different. Wednesday is silent. No sermons, no miracles, no parables, no crowds, no public ministry. Heaven seems to be quiet. Earth is waiting. Satan is plotting. And yet Wednesday actually speaks louder than you might think, because Wednesday shows us that silence is not inactivity. Luke 22 verse 1 through 6 tells us what's happening behind the scenes. Luke 22 verses 1 through 6 tells us what was happening behind the scenes. The chief priests, they're scheming. The scribes, they're strategizing. Judas is negotiating, and Satan is influencing. While Jesus is silent, Satan is not. While Jesus is resting, Judas, once again, he's in a meeting. While Jesus is preparing for redemption, the enemy is preparing for betrayal. But here is the revelation. Just because God is quiet does not mean God is absent. Just because God is still does not mean God is not listening. Heaven's silence is never heaven's surrender. Because Wednesday teaches us that God does his greatest work in quiet places. And some of the most important moments in Jesus' life happened actually away from the crowd. When he was in the wilderness, when he was on the mountain, when he was in the garden, when he was in the night, when he was in silence, is one of those moments when Jesus is silent. Jesus withdraws. He rests. He strengthens himself. He's preparing his spirit for the weight of the cross. This is what some would call holy rest. This is spiritual preparation. This is our motto for spiritual preparation. Did you know that we're in warfare? Somebody would call this sanctified stillness. Well, you remember the song, Precious Memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In that stillness, there's some stillness, there's some times where we need to find ourselves in stillness. Sometimes the holiest thing that you can do as a believer is to be quiet before God. So Wednesday reminds us it's preparation for spiritual warfare. Jesus knew that all of these things were coming. He knew the betrayal, the arrest, the trial, the beating, the cross, and the grave. Jesus knew that all of these things were coming. Jesus knows the weight of the world is about to fall on his shoulders. So Jesus, what does he do? He rests. Not because he's weak, but because Jesus is wise. We have to know when to withdraw. We have to know when to pray. We have to know when to rest. We have to know when to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, because preparation is not optional. Preparation is spiritual warfare. Wednesday teaches us not to confuse God's silence with God's absence. Don't confuse God's silence with God's absence. Because God is often closest when he seems the quietest. And God is often working hardest when he seems still. God is often preparing the greatest victory when God seems hidden. So the disciples, they're perplexed. They didn't seem to understand the quietness of Wednesday. They did not understand the silence. They didn't seem to understand the stillness. But the good thing is, Jesus did. Jesus knew that silence is the soil where strength grows. I said silence is the soil where strength grows. Jesus knew that quietness is the classroom of the Spirit. Jesus knew that rest is the runway for your resurrection. My. Jesus knew that rest is the runway for resurrection. The Wednesday is that day that prepares you for what's coming. Some of us, we're in a Wednesday season right now. A season where God seems to be quiet. A season where prayers seem to go unanswered. A season where heaven feels still. A season where nothing seems to be moving. A season where some feel stuck between promise and fulfillment. But I want you to know that Wednesday is not punishment. Wednesday is preparation. While you're in your quiet place, God is strengthening you for what's ahead. While you're in your quiet place, God is stabilizing you for what's coming. While you are in your quiet place, God is settling you for the battle that you are about to win and not lose. Wednesday is the pause before the breakthrough, the stillness before the storm breaks, the quiet before the cross, and the cross before the resurrection. Wednesday shows us that God is always a step ahead of the enemy. While Judas was plotting, Jesus is preparing. While the priests are scheming, Jesus is strengthening. While Satan is influencing, Jesus was interceding. The enemy is active, but he is not ahead. Satan is moving, but heaven is in control. The devil is planning, but God is preparing. Wednesday proves that the enemy can plan, but God decides. Lord, I want to thank you. Teach me to trust your silence. Help me to lift my hands. Help me to lift my heart. Help me to lift my expectations. So Lord, my prayer is, teach me to rest in you. Teach me to trust your silence. Teach me to prepare my spirit. Teach me to withdraw every time you call me. Teach me to strengthen myself while in your presence. And when the battle comes, let me stand in the strength that I gained in the quiet place. Because Wednesday teaches us this truth, that God may be silent, but he's never absent. Well, God bless you. That's our Wednesday Passion message for today.
I did a crime, now it's all right. But after a while, you won't have to cry no more. Don't you worry. No. He's gonna wipe every tear, every tear, every tear, every tear.
Somebody, one of these old days, we won't have to cry no more, because God is going to wipe away the tears.
He's going to wipe. God's going to wipe. Anybody know? God's gonna wipe. Have you ever been down and out? Couldn't see your way through. Oh God.
start coming wide. You wipe every tear from your eye. I'm a witness here. Somebody wave your hand in the air. Joy's coming in the morning, it's coming in the morning, yeah.